Today's shiur is Smavakam Adaf Ben Vav. We're on the Mishnah on Daf Ben Vav, the new Perek. Today's shiur is going to be learned with Zecher Nishmas HaRav Yitzchak Ben Peretz, whose yahrzeit is today. We're supposed to learning, Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're starting the fifth Perek, Shor Shanarach Sapara. So the Meiri explains that the main part of this Perek is going to talk about the two Avos Nezikin that we haven't really spoken much about, which is Bor and Eish. But before we get there, we have a few leftover things about Shor. So why is it in this parak? He doesn't explain. Maybe he but we have a few leftover things about Shor. So basically what we're having here now is we're going to have a case where it's going to be a suffix of what the Shor did. So we have a suffix, and it's Maman Amotu B'Suffix. We have a machlok between Sumchus and Chachamim. Sumchus says Maman Amotu B'Suffix Chokin, and Chachamim hold Hamotzi Mechaver Avaraya. So let's see the case in the Mishnah. So, Shor, which we're going to see based on the Gemara, is a short time. So if a short time, Shenagach HaSapara, right? It gores a cow. This cow happens to have been pregnant. There are Edim who see, basically the Meir explains, there are Edim who know this cow is pregnant, and they see from afar the Negicha, but they don't see the whole thing. Because what happens? Then Nimsa Ubra Betzida. When we come down from where we're standing, we find that there is a dead fetus next to the cow. So the question now is, right, the Ein Yadu Im Achelo Nikcha Yalda, we don't know whether it gave birth, right? If it gave birth before the Negicha, and then it died on its own, it was a stillborn, or imi shenakha yalda, or the cow didn't give birth, it only machmas the Negicha, it miscarried and gave birth to the cow. So if it gave birth first, if it gave birth before and then was gored, so the shor did not gore, had due damage to the uber, there's no chiyuv for the uber. But if the uber was killed due to the negicha, he has to pay his damage also for the negicha. That's a short time, so we're talking about chatzi nezek here. So again, shor nagal chasapara, nimsa uber betzidav, enya du im acha lo negacha yalda, im ishe negacha yalda. So mishaleim chatzi nezek lapara, you pay chatzi nezek for the cow, because everyone who ate them here, they would know that the shor did damage to the cow. Right, like a short time. Urevi nezek levlad, and you pay one quarter nezek to the vlad, half of what you normally pay. There's a suffix here. We don't know what the story is because it's a suffix whether the shor damaged the uber and caused its misa, and therefore the baal shor should pay chatzi nezek, or maybe he didn't, and therefore the baal shor should be cut to patur legamrei. Therefore, in this case, we say maman amutal b'suffik. Tomorrow, I say right away, this mishnah goes according to Simchus. It's maman amutal b'suffik, and therefore maman amutal b'suffik. We're chokin. We split the difference of a half, which is a quarter. Okay. Next case, v'chein parosh shenagchas hashor. Now we have a very feisty pregnant cow who does damage to the shore. It attacks the shore. Now, the shore is just a class of cakes, but any of your animals do damage. So here we have the parah doing damage to the shore. Nimsa vlada betzida. And then we come down and we see her live. Here it says vlada before we said ubra, because it said the ubra we talked about, was they're mentioning is a stillborn, it's dead, and vlada is saying it's alive. Nimsa vlada betzida. We see her vlad next to her. Okay? So the question is now, when she did the damage, was she pregnant when she did the damage? Or was the baby out when she did the damage? What's the nafkamina? Because you pay mishalmi gufo. So what was considered her guf at the time? How much value did she have? That's number one. Or, okay, the short time, right? So the ein yadua im achal negacha yalda, im isha negacha yalda. And we don't know whether she was pregnant when she did the damage or she was not pregnant when she did the damage. So the Gemara Mishnah says, and we'll explain this later in the Gemara, mishtalim chati nezek min opara. John, the Mishnah says you pay half nezek from the cow, urevi nezek min avlad, and a quarter nezek from the vlad, because it's provided they know that the cow did the damage. It's a suffix whether the uber did the damage as well. Right, what do you mean? So he gets three quarters damage? Doesn't make sense. But tomorrow we'll talk about that. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Zo divrei Simchus. Our Mishnah is going according to the view of Simchus, the Amar who says, Mamon hamuto b'safek chokim. That if you have a suffik when it comes to dinei mamonos, we split the difference. Mamon hamuto b'safek chokim. Alright, but about chachamim are cholik on Simchus, and they say, we have a klal gadol b'din, hamotzi mechaver al raya. No, the one who's trying to extract the money, he has to bring edim or rayas to prove his claim, because without his proof, we keep the money where it is, we keep the money where it is, so we have a cheskos marikama. So in this case, what would be the case in our case? There is a suffek as to whether or not the shor also killed with the cause of the death of the uber, of the vlad. It's a suffix. So Simchus says, split the difference, one quarter damage. Chachamim say, no, until you can prove that my shor did this damage, I'm the Chesed Marikama on my own money. I don't have to pay anything. I don't have to pay anything. But Shlomo says, Mamon Mutu Basav Echolkin. So again, very important, and we mentioned this a few days ago, the idea that Simcha says that Mamon Mutu Basav Echolkin, it's not all cases of Mamon Mutu Basav. If I walk up to you and I say, see that tie? It's mine. Ah, Sasafik, whether it's his or mine, Mamon Mutu Basav Echolkin. No. That's not the case. Because it's clear, the only reason why there's a Safik here is based on my claims. Mamon Mutu Basav Echolkin, according to Simcha, is only the case of Gerard de Mamona, the Gemara Bava Metzia calls it. Gerard de Mamona means, Tosfos explains there, the Mordechai explains here, Tosfos on Lamed Hei Beis says, is that we would still have a Safik as to what happened, even without their timer. Me going up to Marcel and saying, that's my tie, we have no Safik about that, we have no question that tie is Marcel's, he's wearing it, we only have a question because I'm making a claim. But in that case over here that we have with the cows and with the cows being damaged, even without anybody making a claim, we just don't know. We just don't know what happened. No one was there. The suffix came about not because of any time. It came about because of the Matthias. What happened? So in that case, when Simcha says Maman Hamutu b'suffik is Kolkin. Okay. The question is, what happens if you're Maman Hamutu b'suffik? So how does that work? The Kutras HaSveiku says that since it's Maman Hamutu b'suffik, when you have a Gerard de Mamona, so that means the suffix came about not due to their tainas, but came about naturally. They're both considered muhzakim, and since they're both considered muhzakim, neither one can pull the money out from the other one. So Simcha says yachloku. Okay. Okay. So Gemara says the Chacham is saying no. Klal gadol bedin motzi mechaveru olav araya. So Gemara says lamali the meimer klal gadol bedin. What's this lashon of klal gadol? Big klal. What's the difference? They say motzi mechaveru olav araya. What does it mean klal gadol bedin? So itzterech. Gemara says we need to these words klal gadol bedin. The afilu nizak omer bari. Ramazik omer shema motzi mechaveru olav araya. Even in the case of Bari B'Shama, even in the case where the Nizak is Bari, the Nizak is certain as to what happened. And the Mazik is Shema, the Nizak says for sure, I know for sure that my cow was pregnant when it was gored, and therefore it was the goring that killed the Uber. And the Mazik says, I don't know, could be, I don't know, he says Shema. And even in that case we say, nevertheless we still say, HaMotzi Mechaveru, Mechaveru Alavaraya. That's what the Klal Gadol B'Torah is. Okay. So this daf is amazing. We're talking about Motzi Mechaveru Olav Araya, Cheses Marikama, Mamon Mutu B'Sav Echolkin, Gebari B'Shema, we're talking about Hoyin Hochum Mon Macharov. Trying to hit on a few points. So, first of all, Gemara says, Chachamim say Cheses Marikama, therefore Motzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. So what is a Cheses Marikama? What is that? So that's a Machlokas in the Achronim, whether it's like a Chazaka that we just keep, like the status quo, right? The status quo, Cheses Marikama is a status quo, like the case like by Taras, or we say it's like a Cheses Mamon. We just say, you know what, leave it, if we have a suffix, just leave it where it is. Does it establish what the reality is, or we just leave it to where it is? We see also the same outlook comes to Rove. Is it a biro or is it a achra? Is it really establishing the fact, or this is just the way we're knowing? Okay. Now, this Tosos, Gim Rasul Dafilo, is very, very important, so try to do the Tosos. Tosos says, we just said now, Afilu Nizak Omer Bari, Mazik Omer Shema, we still say, it's the big Tosos, second Tosos Dafilo. We still say, Motzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. So Gemara asks, in our case, it's Motzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. So Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar, V'hayim Mechuyav Shvua. This guy's a Modeh B'Miksos. This guy, the Baal Ashor, who does damage, he's a Modeh B'Miksos. Why? Because he's Modeh on the Nezek that was done to the Parah. And he's Kofar. No, I didn't do the damage to the Uber. Modeh B'Miksos. Modeh B'Miksos, what? You have to pay. He says, but into Hamuchuyah Shvua, he has to make a Shvua in order to get Potter. The Ein Yachol Yishava, but he can't make the Shvua. Why is that the case? Shazem Modeh B'Miksos B'Nezek HaParah B'Nezek HaBlad Omer Ein Yodeya. He says Ein Yodeya. We talk to Ein Yachol Yishava because he says Ein Yodeya. He doesn't completely deny it. He just says Ein Yodeya. Therefore, he can't swear to it. I can't swear to the fact that I don't owe the second part, but I'm denying it because I don't know. I'm only saying that I know at the first part, and therefore, what's the din? If therefore the din, whoever can't swear has to pay, right? And we tosha ein yachol l'shava mishalim kid the amar rabbi the perek hashoel, right? Rabbi said we learned that in perek hashoel he's ein yachol l'shava and he's mishalim. If you chayv shvua and for whatever reason you can't make the shvua, so what's left? The chi of mammon is left. you have to pay. So in our case too, Tosos is asking, what are you talking about that he's pater and motzi mechavel varaya? Is a case of modiv mixos. He's admitting to partial damage to the cow, and he's denying, based on the eniodeya, the damage that he would owe to the ubar. He can't make a shvuah because it's eniodeya. Shvuah, and mechavel chaya shvuah, but eniochel ishava, mishalim. Why are you saying he's pater? Because of motzi mechavel varaya.
Because there are two separate things here.
Yeah.
One is the cow, one is the ubar. So he's on the Uber, he's not making any more than mitzvahs. On the Uber, he's saying, you know, I didn't do, my short didn't do. So
right.
He's denying the whole thing, so he doesn't have to swear.
Right, but it's one claim here. There's one claim. The assumption here is that there's one claim.
It's one claim, but it's two things.
I know. So you're okay. That's a possible approach, maybe. Maybe it's a possible. That's not mode of mitzvahs. It's kofar. Tosos is making the assumption. Tosos' assumption is that this is a modem mixus, it's one claim. So Tosos gives answers that are different than yours. Yours is definitely a good approach. So he says, Tosos brings a few things. One, I'll just say two outside, then we'll go inside. He says that, maybe going like Shmuel doesn't hold the whole concept of Mechuy Shvuah She'en Yochel L'Shavah Mishalim, so he doesn't hold like that. Or maybe he says that the Chiyav of Shvuah She'en Yochel L'Shavah is only in a case where had you been Mode, you would have been Mishchayah. But in the case here, where even you would have been Mode, you would be Pater, you don't have to pay. So in other words, Shvuah She'en Yochel Shalav Mishalim would be, if I have to make the Shvuah, and had I been Moda to that amount that I can't pay, then I would have been Chayav to make the payment. But here, what's the case? We're saying, Palgan, going to Mandam, says, Palgan Nisba Knasahu, if I was Moda in the Knas, I would have been Potter. So it's not any, so yes, any Yochel Shalom, but it doesn't fit into the rules, because had I known and been Moda, I would have been Potter. But the third answer is the one that there's a lot to talk about, and let's try to get to the third answer. It's on the third line at the end, the Od Omeri. The low dummy klal, the high time of the Mechuy Yeshua in Yochel Shalom Mishalim, it's not comparable to that case. Why? The case is where someone lends money to somebody else and they die, and now the Yarshim come to each other and they say, "You owe us. You have to pay us back the money." And the Yarshim of the borrower say, "Chamishim yadana, v'chamishim lo yadana. 50 we know, 50 we don't know." In that case, we sure shen yachol shav mashalim, because the father should have known. He should have known what happened. In that case, he should have known what happened. Im chayev lo mana im lo. Aval yorshav lo hayahem leida. They didn't have memilidi avo, and they don't have to know what the father did. How do they know what the case was? Same reason why you potter over here. How's he supposed to know? The cow is out in the field. The shore is out in the field. He has to know when the cow gave birth. If you're telling me that I lent you $100 and you say, "Yeah, 50 did, the other 50, I don't know." You should know what's going on you should know what's going on with your finances. You should know what's going on. If something happened to you, you should understand what happened. But something that takes place somewhere else with my property, how do I know right now what's going on with necessarily something? I don't know what's going on with my investment. I have real property somewhere else, or I have a cow that's in Pottsville, Iowa. I don't know what's going on. Well, maybe not a good example anymore. I don't know what's going on over there. So that's not a case of Ein Yochel Shava. I don't have that problem of Ein Yochel Shava, because there's no Chiyav Shvuah in that case, because I don't have to know. The Rashba gives the same answer. He says, "V'yish lomer de lo amr mechuy shvuah she'ein yochel shav mishalim ela ke'ein manali biyad chaval amr chamish miyadana chamish miyadana derai tainate." Because in that case, your taina is weak. De nitval dehay lo ledas. You should have known. Okay, she omer ein yodeya rei tainase. Aval kan lo rei tainase. There's no reyusa in his taina. But omer ein yodeya shenagok shelo hayasham. He wasn't there, so he doesn't know. He didn't know what was going on. That's the answer of Tosos. But the Rambam argues. The Rambam doesn't hold this way, and he's going to have to answer a different way to our question. But the Rambam in Shela B'Kadom Perakei Lachavav says, and he brings down the name of the Rimigash, and the Rimigash is also found in his Kiddushim on Shavuos in Daf Mem Gimel, that even if you didn't, in our case, even if you didn't have, if you wouldn't have known, there was no reason for you to know, still you're Mechayev the Shavuah if you can't swear. So if you say any other day, you still be Chayev. And the Rambam argues, because what are we talking about? brings the right, it falls like Ari. If you didn't have the ability, the reason why you don't know is not because you have a bad claim. The reason why you don't know is because there's no way for you to find out. You weren't there. You didn't know about it. You shouldn't have known about it. So, what's the machlokus between all the Rishonim and against the Rambam and the Rimigash? So, in the Yalkut Piurim, it brings down from the Chidishei Ulemi Mezrich. Who's the Ulemi Mezrich? I don't remember his name, but I believe he was the first Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Chachanim before Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Because Talmud of Rav Chaim, I believe he was the Ulemi Mezrich. I think he was the first Rosh Yeshiva. Anyways, it's Chidishei Ulemi Mezrich. You can actually go on, was that HebrewBooks.org or one of those websites they have. It has a list of all these American Rabbanim, and well, it wasn't really American, but rabbis who were in America, and their Svarim, and one of the Svarim you can pick up is this big, thick Chidushei Ilumi Mezrich. You got to get a client number to build that to if you're going to print it up at work. Anyway, so he explains that what's the Machlokas. He says the Machlokas is what is the Geder of the Chiyuv Shvua. When you say Mitoksh Eni Yochel Shalom Mishalem, what's the Chiyuv? Do we say that it's a Chiyuv Mamon? You have a chiyuv mamon because you have to pay. You have to pay because you didn't kol for a kol. So the etzem you have a chiyuv mamon, right? But you can be patur yourself by making a shvua. Or do you say that the gedder is no, that you have a chiyuv shvua, and only if the chiyuv shvua falls away, then you have to pay. So he says that Toso says that the gedder is that you have a chiyuv shvua, but if you don't swear, then you have to make a payment. So in our case, if there's a reason why you don't have to swear, then you don't, the chiyuv mamon doesn't come into play. Because you had to swear. No, you didn't have to swear. Toso says, no, that really is a chiyuv mamon. It's where your starting point is. He says it's a chiyuv mamon right away. Shvua patches you from a shvua mamon, from a chiyuv mamon. You can't make the shvua, you have to pay. So it doesn't matter whether you would have known or not. It's a question of where you start. Okay. So Gemara now says, right, so the Gemara said that we said, Lam Lemeir Klal Gadol B'Din. Why was the Klal Gadol B'Din? Because of the case of Bari and Shema, even if the Mazik was Bari, and the Nizak was Shema, we still say, Amosi Mechaver Al Araya. Inami, or another possible reason why it says Klal Gadol B'Din, L'chihad Imr, because it goes in the following case. What happens? Hamocha Shor L'chaver V'Nim Sinakhan. I sell a shore to you, right? I'm a shore dealer, and I sell it to you, and it turns out that the shore that I sold you was a nachan beforehand. It doesn't turn into a nachan. I gave you a shore that's known to do damage. And you buy the shore to plow your field. And now it's not going to plow your field. It's a wild shore, right? The only thing you can do with the shore right now is shef it for its meat. There's nothing else you can do with it. But you bought it to plow your fields. So Rab says, no, what's the problem? What's the story of this case? Mekach tos. It's a mekach tos, and therefore according to some, you return me that shore, and I return you the animal. According to others, I just have to pay you the difference between what you wanted and what you got. Rav Amar Mechel Tos. Ushmul Amar Yochel Shiyomer Lo. I, the seller, can say, L'shchita Mechartiv L'cha. I sold this to you for shchita. What are you talking about? You came to buy me a shore. I sold you a perfect shore that's good for shchita. Shef the shore and get its meat. So therefore, I don't have to sign a Mechel Tos, and we keep it. So Gemara says, Amai. Why do we have this machlok between Rav and Shmuel? Right, because Rav was going to say that most people, whether Hochlin b'mamon acharov. Rav says most people buy shvarim, at that time, they bought shvarim in order to plow their fields. So the rov was to plow the fields, it would be a mekotos. Shmuel says, ain't Hochlin b'mamon acharov. The guy can say, well, forget the rov. I sold you the shore. There was no expectation of what you wanted it for. We don't go according to the rov. Had you told me that you wanted a shore for Harishon, I gave you this wild shore, then you're right. But in this case, we don't go after rov. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why do we have to have this machlokas, whether we're going after the rov or not? We can be mavar in the situation. How? The next day, let's take a look. Igavar the zabin the radie. If we're talking about a person who's a farmer and he needs the shore for Harisha, and the mocher knows who this guy is, we have to add that in. The mocher knows who this guy is. Then we say that the mecha should be bought though, because it was clear that he bought it for Harisha. The Igavar the zabin the nichsasa. If this guy is a butcher, you know that he's a butcher, we know that he was miskaveh to buy it for shechita, then it's not batel. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzrich, what's the case is? Begavar de zavin laho laha. We're dealing more of a shore broker. He buys different types of shorim. Sometimes he buys it for harisha, sometimes he buys it for shechita. So we don't know. There's no clear-cut evidence from who this guy is, as to what he bought. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but next day, let's see how much money he paid. Assumption being that the shore of the Harisha costs more money. But next day, we can see how much money he paid. Idme Raja, if he paid for the amount that would be for a shore of the Harisha, which is more, apparently more valuable than for Shechita, so therefore, it's for Raja. You know, if he paid the higher value, then he paid, he bought it for Charisha. The Idemei Nechsasa, then if he paid the lower amount, a smaller amount, then L'Nechsasa, then it was clear, and it's clear that he bought Shechita. The point being, why be Somech on Rove or not Rove, if you can be Mevara the Suffolk? That's the halacha anyway. If you have a Suffolk, you can be Mevara the Suffolk, you can't be Somech, you can't say all these things, Mamana Bultu Suffolk, all these cases, you have to be Mevara it. So he says, no, lo tzricha de oke bis mekabit me raja. What happened here is that there was a shortage. Now maybe my possible example makes sense now. There was a shortage of meat, and the price of meat went up. The price of meat went up all the way to that it met the amount that the shor harisha was. It's not clear cut. Based on the price, it's not clear. Just a few quick things. Most of the Rishonim write that when we ask the question, let's see whether he's a shochet or whether he's a farmer, it's only if the mocher knows, right? That's that the Rashbam says in Mavarso, the Rosh there, the Mukhe Yosef here, and the Torah the Shulchan Aruch. So the Beis Yosef writes that if the mocher isn't makir the lokeach, the mocher doesn't recognize the lokeach, even if the lokeach really wanted it for Harisha, then it's not considered a mekach tos. Because if they don't recognize each other, then there's no reason for him to know. He's just selling stam. He wouldn't know. So in that case, if you're going to buy these things and you go going to the market, you're going to the market, a flea market somewhere, you have to be explicit as to what the purpose, as to why you're buying this. But there's a machlokas. The Hashlama in Bava Basra says that even the mocher isn't makir lokeach, since everybody knows that this guy is a choresh, that would be sufficient. So it's brought down one of the things, which one you sent me, there was a case in Baghdad 100 years ago with the Ben Ishchai, where a guy bought from a dealer glazed china to sell. Turns out that the china was used at a goyish wedding. So it's earthenware. You can't kosher it. So he wants to claim, oh, mekach tos. I can't sell to Jews now. So Ben Ishchai is soft in the supuk. Maybe it's not a mekach tos in that case. Maybe it's not like us over here, because you can sell to a guy, so it's not. It's maybe if it's known that he only sells to Jews, then maybe it is a mekach tos. Back and forth based on this whole thing. Okay, so now the Gemara, the next couple lines, there are some Rishonim that actually take it out from the Gemara, but it's not clear as to what the Gemara is driving at. So Amri, so they asked on Rav that you go.
Most of the time you get from cows, actually.
What?
These days we slaughter typically cows and bulls, not really oxen. They expect that maybe they slaughter oxen and
bulls. Yeah. Beschrita, yeah. Okay. It's a case where what the animal that was sold was could be used for one and used for the other, and he claims one, and the other guy says the other. So Amri, so the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rav, that says him hochem achar harov. So he says ileka lishlume minei. If we're dealing with a case where the guy doesn't have money to pay back the buyer, lishblei l'torah bezuzei. So let the lekeach just keep to shore. He should keep to shore. Dharma inchim in mari rashvasach pari ipera. That if someone owes you money, doesn't have money now, basically, you know, a bird in the hand is what's the a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Very good. Because he's getting paid right now. If he has no money, just take to shore. Forget the mechel tos and take to shore. So Gemara says, lo tzricha de ikel dishlumi minei. I don't understand what the Gemara is driving at over there. He says, no, we're doing a case where the mocher had money to pay back the lokeach. Rav Amar raised a mekach tos. Rav says this is a mekach tos, and therefore the lokeach has to give back to shore, and the mocher gives back the money, because we say zil basaruba, go according to the rove, veruba de inchi l'raja hu dezavni, and most people buy it for harisha, right? B'shmul Amar yachol shiomelo, the mocher can tell the lokeach l'shchita mechati l'cha, I sold it to you for shchita, v'lo azinam basaruba, and we don't go basarob. Because kiyas dina basaruba, that's be isuri. That's by dina isra heter. We go basarov. Aval b'mamona, when it comes to mamon, lo as dina basaruba. We don't go basarov. We don't ain't halchim mamon acharov. Ella, what's the din by mamon, Shmuel says? And this is what our case, klal gadol, amotzi mechaveru alvaraya. The klal gadol is, according to Shmuel, even if we say amotzi mechaveru alvaraya, negatarov. Okay. So we say ain't halchim mamon acharov. Big question that everyone asked, we saw in the Mashmorim asked. So by mamon we say ain't halchim mamon acharov. But by Dinam and Fashos, we do. Right? Tosos, on Daf Chav Zayin, and it's also Tosos in Sanhedrin, it says, Shmuel says, Ein Hochem Mamon Acharov, but by Dinam and Fashos, we go with Hochem Acharov. If most of the Dayanim say it's Chayav Misa, we go Basarov, Chayav Misa. It's the story. In the Fashos, it's less Chamor than Mamonos. It's a question they all ask me. So I saw, there's a famous, It's a famous Rosh Hashanah in Shar Yosher. Shar Yosher is that famous Rosh Hashanah Shar Yosher Shar Gimel Parak Gimel. So maybe you'll help me. What? It's famous once you know it, right? So maybe I'm not saying it right. Let's go on. Okay. He says that there's a chilek between Dine Mamonos and rest of the Din Torah. He says, by the rest of the Din Torah, like by Dine Nefashos and by Isser V'Heter, those are Torah-ordained rules. So the Torah determines what the rules are. Right? So therefore, part of what the Torah is determining is a Holchem Acharov. They decide what the criteria is, what the rules are. He says, by Dine Mamonos is more of Dine HaSeichel, Dine Sichlios, it's Dine of the marketplace. It's what everyone agrees to. Right, it's what everyone. If you ask somebody in the street, Stamazoy, Motzmechavel Varaya, I make the claim that jacket's mine. Who has the burden of proof? They'll all tell me it's me. Right, so they say, and all those, and all other dinim also in the marketplace. If we decide that saying Mazel Bracha is enough to make a kinyan, then Mazel Bracha is enough to make a kinyan. It all goes on the market. So therefore, he says. So therefore, he says that Shmuel says that there may be cases. There may be cases of holchem b'mamon acharov. You have certain chazakas, even by mamonos. But chazakas, those are issues that it's Torah ordained. It's clear. So in that case, you go according to the rov. But in our case, it's just a rov people do this, rov people do that. That might not. That's not enough to be machriya in the marketplace. Let's say 51 people do it one way, and 50 people do it the other way. So a dine Torah, that would be enough to convict somebody. But in the Dine marketplace, people would say that's not enough to be machriya the situation. So therefore, he says in halacha macharov, it's not a rov ragil. There are two different types. That's considered a regular rov, and that's not sufficient enough. So that's the difference between the nefashos and mamonos. By nefashos, the Torah tells you what the rules are. They set the rules out. By mamonos, since the rules are more defined by the marketplace, you may not have to be able. You may not be able to say that rov 51-50. Why does that determine what I bought or not? Say it right. Say what? That's how I remember it. Okay.
That's true, even though the makar that the few judges is going to suffer. It's not just an arbitrary marketplace idea.
That you have three judges.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so that's what. Right, but that's why. Right, fine, but that's not what we're talking about. That's why you can say, but you will go acharov in those situations.
We don't go acharov by mamon because it's only seichel, it's not Torah.
No, Enoch Macharov, we're talking about in these cases, Rov B'nai Adam. If you have a court case and the judges decide, that's the rules are set. He says Chazak Enam Perei Chov Tos Mano. What's the reason for that? Rov people don't make their payments. Shmuel's not going to argue with that. It's a Rov, but he's not going to argue with that. He's not talking about a Rov like we have here. Okay. Not sure if I said it so well, but it's important to at least know that the Rav Shimon's out there. Gemara says, right, so Gemara says Tanyanami Hachu. We have a brisa that teaches us also that our mission is a machlokas between Simchas and Chachamim. Because the brisa says Shor Shenagas Apara, Shor damages Apara. The Nimsa Uber Betzida, and you find an Uber on the side of it. The Ein Yodei Im Achlo Negacha Liyolda Im Nishigacha Yolda. Same case that we have in our Mishnah. Misham Chatz Nezek Lepara, Ravi Nezek Levad. Pay half a Nezek to the Para, and Ravi Nezek Levad. Only a quarter Nezek Levad, because it's a suffix as to whether my Shor did the damage. So we split the difference. What is the brisa said? That's Dibri Simchas. Simchas says that. Chacham say no. Since the Baal of Shor has the chazaka on the mamon, right, and the Baal of Lod is now coming to be motzi mamon, we say hamotzi mechavera al varaya. Whoever's trying to extract the money, he has to bring the raya. So here we see explicitly, right, like Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that our Mishnah is only going according to Simchus, and the chachamim are cholik. I don't know what the machlok the halacha is in this case. I don't know. We never hold like Simchas, right?
No.
Okay. So now the Gemara asks.
Well,
this is the first case. The first case talking about the Shpitas is dead.
No, it's the second case.
So the second case is what's the value of the par? Because short time, your assumption being that the
damages are from the fight itself. Right?
From the migufa. But what was the guf? Was the guf a pregnant cow or a non-pregnant cow? Maybe assuming a pregnant cow is more valuable, so there's more to collect. Whatever. So the damages are set, but how much can you collect? You only collect chatzi nezek up to the full value of the guf of the shor. What is of the para in this case? What is the full value of that para? If it wasn't pregnant when it did the damage, it's less valuable. So you can only pay. Let's say you did $1,000 worth of damage, so he owes him $500. But a pregnant shor is worth $500, and a non-pregnant shor is worth $400. Does he collect the $500 or only $400? That's what's going on in the second part of the mission. First part of the mission is not we know it's whether you damaged both or you only damaged one. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Minayin lahamotzi mechaver al varaya. Where do we know that hamotzi mechaver al varaya? Pasuk says Shneamar mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem. Whoever this is, I think it's this week's parsha, right? Is it next week's parsha? Maybe next week's parsha. Next week's parsha. Midval almost had a Lubliner moment. Lubliner moment is when something on the daf matches the parsha. Right. Shneamar mi bal dvarim. And this is your site next week. Maybe Shapiro's your site. No.
November
was. Who's your site next week? All right. Midval dvarim yigash aleihem. Whoever the bal dvarim is, meaning whoever has the taina should come. Moshe's going up to the Har Sinai, and he's telling everybody, if you have a claim, you go to Aaron and Hur. Whoever has the claim, you're the one who has to go. He has to bring the raya on this taina. Because right, mi baal dvarim yigash aleihem, yagish raya aleihem. They have to bring the raya to Beis Din. Gemara says, Masikle Ravashi asks, Ha, what this din of motzi mechaver la varaya? Lamali krov, what do I need a pasuk for? Svaruhu, it's a pasuk svara. The chav le ke'eva azal ve'asya. Whoever has the pain, they go to the doctor. You know, the doctor doesn't come around saying, are you okay? Maybe some do, but they're not short enough. You don't go around and doing that. You make an appointment, and you go to the doctor. So whoever has the claim, whoever has the issue, you go to the place where the issue can be solved. It's a svara. And if it's a svara, and such a clear svara, then what do I need the pasuk for? The pasuk is extra. The pasuk has to teach me something else. He says, Masle Ravashi, hal lamali cross svarhu, dechoiv li ke'eva azil ve'yase. Whoever has the ke'ev has to go to the doctor. So, you see from here, I think there are two places where we say Lamali Kras Svaruhu. It's over here, and what's the other case?
Pesha
Asr, Pesha Hitter. That's right. Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitter is that if a woman walks in and says, I'm married, now I'm a divorced, you believe her, because Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitter. Remember we had in Brachos, the Pnei Yeshua, famous Pnei Yeshua in Brachos. When it comes to, we see that Svaruhu has the Koach of a Doraisa. Lamali Kras Svaruhu, Koach of Doraisa. So when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, we paskin. What? Who says that? That's what common sense is a Doraisa. Hard to legislate common sense, but still a Doraisa. So when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, we say Safrach Brachos Lahakel, because we say that we pass that Brachos Nenin is a Derabanan. But the Pnei Yeshua and Brachos asked, why are you telling me that it's the Rabbanan? What's the, at the end of the Sugya and Brachos, what do we say the reason is for Brachos? We say it's a Svara. What? Sorry? What's a Svara? You can't be nenin from the world until you ask the person who created it. It's a svara. So the Pnei Yeshua says, "What are you talking about? The birchos on nenin adarabanan? It's a svara. We see from here that svara has the power of daraisa." So the Pnei Yeshua says, "Lulu the mistafina had not everyone else argued. He would say that birchos on nenin. He would say the birchos on nenin is a daraisa. Birchos on nenin daraisa. So then, how can you say safi brachos lahakel?" So he has an answer. He has an answer for that. But he say that you see from a svara. Svara is the din. Svara is the din daraisa. Some they ask. So as far as the Doraisa, why do you have all these? Why do you have? I remember all this now. Why do you have all these mitzvahs written in the Torah? Lo tirtza, lo tigno. It's a svara. It's pashut. You're not supposed to kill. You're not supposed to do. Half the Torah can be taken out, right? So the talk about. Sorry. Rashi's going to ask the question. I think it's Rav Asher Weiss. We said so. Rav Asher Weiss says there are two types of svara, right? Right. I have to try to remember that. I remember now. Maybe I shouldn't say it. There's a Rav Asher Weiss. I think in Dvarim that Rabbi Raza quoted. About answer that question is why the different types of svara. The svara that's common sense, and the svara in the Minat Torah. So it's common sense to say you don't have that motzi mechaver al avaraya, but to say that you have to make a bracha, yeah, it's common sense. It's only common sense if you have this religious motivation. So to see how that works in. Okay, so lamali kras svaruhu the ka'avi lekiva azul de'asi. So what do we need the pasuk for? So ela kra. What's the pasuk that says mi baal dvarim yigash aleihem? There's at least six shut them in the Rishonim as to what the next couple lines of the Gemara mean. So let's try to do Rashi and maybe we'll do one other. So Elakra l'chid Rav Nachman, based on Rav Nachman Amar Bar Avua, the Amar of Nachman Bar Avua minayin she'en is kakin el tovei tchila. How do we know that we listen to the Toveya first? She'ne'amar mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem. Whoever is the yigash yagish dvar aleihem. Whoever is the claimant, the first claimant comes to Beis Din, he gets listened to. He gets dealt with first. What does Rashi say? Rashi says. Top line, Kigon Ruvain Toveya Mishimon Mana Shehilvahu. Ruvain comes to Shimon and says, you owe me money. Vishimon Mishivo Tafasta Mishili. You know what? I do owe you the money. I owe you $100, but in the meantime, you grabbed from me $50. Tafasta Mishili. Haksali Masha Tafasta. Make the deduction. I'll pay you back the 50 because you grabbed 50 from me. Oh, mashkon hayu biyadchav and difkas midam l'shenisabtava. Or you had a mashkon and you used the mashkon. You have the money. Either way, you're right. I owe you 100, but it should be deducted from the amount that you owe me in return. So what is it saying? Niskakim l'tovei tchila. So batchila niskakim l'tainas ruvein. We don't do an offsetting thing. Rashi says we don't offset it. At first, we do listen to tainas ruvein. Umotzin halo hamon mishimon, and we take the money from Shimon and give it to Ruvein, $100. But after kach niskakim l'tainas Shimon l'dun al dvar tvis of amashkan. And afterwards, we deal with the second case. We don't deal. Would you ever do that in court? You don't deal with both cases, with both claims at the same time. Okay, that's what Rashi says. So I saw here the Ravid has a different case. The Ravid says the case is where Reuven was Tovei as Shimon and Beis Din was Mechayev Shimon or Shvua, and then Reuven doesn't come. Shimon wants to Shimon because Reuven says, you know what, I don't want him to make a Shvua. I want to wait a little longer. The amount of time is allotted. Maybe my Edom are going to come, or maybe Shimon's going to regret and not make the Shvua and actually pay me. Shimon says, I want to make the Shvua. I'm ready to do it. So they say, no, since the Reuven was the Toein, therefore we have to wait. We have to wait for Reuven to complete his case. And then only then allow Shimon to make the Shvua. We're not Niskak to the Tain of Shimon, who says, I'll make the Shvua and pater myself right now. We're not Niskak until the Tovei is Gomer his case. That's what the Ravid says the case. Alright. But the Rashi says that case that we don't offset. But Shinemar mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem, yogis dvarim aleihem. Amri Nehardai, but Nehardai say, Pahamim niskakim l'nitvat chila. Sometimes you listen to the nitvat chila. Let's just do Rashi's case. Sometimes, how? V'heichidami nikazil nichsei. Let's say the nitva had the mashkon, and the mashkon, somebody else wants to buy the mashkon now, at a good price. So he says, no, in this case we'll listen to the, we'll do it right away, so he doesn't lose out. Rashi says, nikazil nichsei, sheyishkan, or another case Rashi says, v'yishman tagrin sheyiknu b'damim yikarim, u'machar yechul. That's our case. People want to buy this mashkon for a high price, and tomorrow they're going to leave. So he's pressured to sell it now. So the court's going to have to deal with his mashkon right now. Or people say, you know what, this guy's desperate for money. We're gonna give him a low offer because he's desperate for money because his money's all tied up in court over here. But if they see that he has money, if he let out the mashkon, let out the money, he won't be as hard pressed. So some cases we do listen to the nitva first according to Rashi's parish. Okay, let's go a little weiter. V'chein parish and nachas ashor. Right, we had a parish and nogeach ashor. So we said it pays half, and the vlad pays a quarter. So the Gemara says chachi nezek v'ri nezek. We're talking about a half and a quarter equals three quarters. Right, palga niska hu debay shlume v'kuli niska nechi riva madde. You're only supposed to pay half a nezek. What's full nezek minus a fourth? What's paying three quarters? What do you mean? He pays half from here and a quarter from there. You pay chati nezek, right? You pay only chati nezek. So Amar Abaye, no, what's the case? Chati nezek means echel me'arba b'nezek. It means chati nezek for the shore means one quarter nezek. Urevi nezek, and the revi of the nezek is le'echel mishmona b'nezek. It's 1/8. So basically he pays 3/8. He pays 3/8 of the damage. Why? What's the case? V'i para v'vlad d'chad ninhu. If we're dealing with a case where the para and the vlad belong to one person, Hachinami the Matzi Amrle, so therefore the Nizza can say to the Balapara, Hachinami Matzi Amrle the Balapara, Mimanavsa Chatin Nezek Chayiv. Nevertheless, you Chayiv Chatin Nezek. Whether the damage was done by your shore, damage was done by your par, nevertheless, you owe me Chatin Nezek. It's all from you. Ella Lotzricha, the Parah Dechad of Ladechad. Talking about a case where the Parah belongs to one person, and the guy sold his Parah except for the Vlad. He can't sell the Vlad because it's Dover Shalom Balolam, but he sells the Parah except for the Vlad. Right, so the vlad is retained by the original owner, and the par belongs to somebody else. Ig kadim tave, and we're dealing with a case. If we're dealing with a case where the nizak went and tave the balapar tchila, hakanami the amrle, so the balapar can tell the nizak, right? Hakanami the amrle, the balapar paridach iskin. I can say your par for sure was vade mazik me, and therefore you have to pay me. So havli raya the islach shutve. You bring me a raya that someone else has to owe the money. But Ella, we're doing that case, the Kadim Tave Leval Vlad Tchila, where the Nizak goes to the owner of the Vlad first, to Amrle, and says to him, so that now the Balapara can say to him, Goli Adaitach the Shutafa Isli. By you going to my partner, you've admitted that I have a partner, that I have a partner in crime, and therefore I don't have to pay you everything. I don't have to pay you half. So now it becomes Momen Multiple Safek, and therefore we're going like Sumukha, so I have to pay my half, I only have to pay
pay a quarter, and the other guy was a suffolk was even less. Because a suffolk is whether or not he owes a half to begin with, so he only has to pay a quarter, he pays 3/8. So, Ika de Amri, and some say, Ap agav de kadim tave la balapara tchila, even if he would have gone first and made the claim to the balapara, he would say, Matzi matchile, mi de yada de amrele, mi de yada de shutafa isle. I know that I have a partner, therefore I only have to pay you a half, meaning I have to pay, I only pay you a quarter. I only pay you a quarter, and the other guy only gets, and he gets 1/8, so it's 3/4. So Rabba says, we'll get to Rabba's answer tomorrow, but Amar Rabba, Atu Echon Me'arba Ben Nezek, Echon Mishmona Ben Nezekatani, it doesn't say 1/4 and 1/8 in the Mishnah. Chati Nezek Ravi Nezekatani, it says 1/2 and 1/4. So don't tell me this answer of 1/8 and 3/8, that's not what the Mishnah says. El Amar Rabba, Lo'olam Beparo Uvalala Dechad. We're talking about a case where one guy owes the parah and he's the same guy owes the vlad. V'hachi ka'amrin, and this is what the Mishnah says. Isu l'parah, if the parah is alive and in front of us, mishtaleim chati nezek min ha'parah. Then you collect the chati nezek from the goof of the parah. But less the parah, if we don't have the parah, wherever the parah is not around, then mishtaleim revi nezek min ha'vlad. And in that instance, the nezek can collect a quarter of a nezek from the vlad. Not that you collect a half plus a fourth, it's either a half or a fourth, depending on whether or not the cow is here. Okay, we'll stop here, and I'll pick up tomorrow. Have a good day.